Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
I'm Ryan Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
All right, this is question 19 of our 2021 college football season preview series, and it is Virginia Tech head coach Justin Fuente the hottest in the ACC? Oh, no. Ryan, that's tomorrow's episode. Oh. No spoilers. Real question for today is, does Virginia Tech head coach Justin Fuente have the hottest seat in the ACC?
Big difference.
That Justin Fuente is so hot right now.
Yes, he is. So, Ryan, what about his seat, though?
It's even hotter.
Pretty hot.
I mean, it's true, though. The fans aren't pleased with him there, and it just seems like they're kind of looking for an excuse to get rid of him. He's been there 5 years. It's kind of gotten progressively worse. Last year's 5-6 was a disappointment. Recruiting has been miserable. And this year, you know, I personally don't think they're set up for a very good year. Their win total set around 7, so that's a kind of a middle of the road. Like, well, if you go above it, you actually could be pretty good. 8 wins is probably enough to keep his job. But if you go under that and maybe you're flirting missing a bowl game, you're gone. So it's a very hot seat there for Mr. Fuente.
Yeah, and when you look at the factors, I agree. It's a very hot seat because when you look at the factors kind of externally, where you got the media coverage, which he has been kind of the poster boy for the hot seat the last couple years, it seems like. And then you take into consideration the program prestige, Virginia Tech's pretty high up there. That's why he has the hottest seat. Because if you exclude those, which I know you can't, maybe I wouldn't have him as the hottest seat. But like you said, there's Hokie fans that have wanted him gone. There's been the mass exodus of transfers the last couple years. And then you touched on the recruiting. I mean, I think they finished 76th and 45th the last couple years. And that just can't happen, especially in a talent-rich state like Virginia.
Yeah, if it weren't for his buyout last year, he would have been gone after last year. But it was $10 million, I think, and their budget situation wasn't great. So I think that saved him. But you would think this offseason will not be saving him. But let's get to some other hot seats in the ACC to see if his is the hottest. We'll start out with Dino Babers at Syracuse, and he's been there 5 seasons, and there's one outlier season there in the middle. They went 10-3 in 2018 with Eric Dungy, finished 15th in the country. It was a great year, but before that, 4-8, 4-8, and after that, 5-7, 1-10 last year. So the goodwill from that season is gone, and you would think if they win 3 or 4 games like their season win total projects, then he's probably going to get fired. Now, a buyout for him is what could save him. This past offseason, it was a $17 million buyout, so there was no way they were paying that. So you would think even after this year, I mean, I don't know the details, but you would think it'd be still pretty high. So we'll see if that can save him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to go over the win total. I mean, the win total is 3. Like, if you go under that, I don't know if the buyout can help you even at that point.
Maybe not.
It's going to be pretty bad. Yeah, it's hard to imagine him. I mean, I guess that's the only thing. Because, I mean, 4 horrible years, 1 good year, that's just nobody really. It's just complete outlier. So, I mean, he's got a – it's neck and neck with him and so far with him and Fuente. Who else we got, though?
Mm-hmm. We got David Cutcliffe. Cutcliffe, he's been so great at Duke his 13 years, 6 bowl games, had them ranked a few times. But unfortunately, to me, it just kind of seems like it's run its course. And if I were a Duke fan, I'd be maybe looking to find an up-and-comer. They had 5 wins a couple years ago. They went 2-9 last year. And this year doesn't look too promising. The one positive thing helping him, though, in terms of this year, is they have a very, very, very soft non-conference schedule. The toughest games they have are Kansas and Northwestern. So if they can squeak out some wins before ACC play, he might do enough to kind of salvage that.
Yeah, and it is kind of weird to be talking about this with Cutcliffe because they are only 2 years removed from being in a bowl game, which at Duke is good, but it feels like a long time ago, and it does feel like it's going to be tough to dig out of this hole. So we'll see. He's one of those that probably won't get fired. It'll just be maybe some pressure to retire or something like that. All right. Next hot seat we've got here is Scott Satterfield. And, you know, he flirted with the South Carolina job and didn't handle it well in the media afterwards. So had to write an apology letter to season ticket holders. That is never great. I don't think I'd call it a hot seat. You know, they went 4-7. It was a down year, but we've talked about it in previous episodes. Their SP plus was a lot higher. They had some bad luck in close games, a lot of turnovers. You could see that turning around. But if they don't bounce back this year, then it does become a hot seat.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, without the off the field stuff, I don't think his seat would be that hot. Mm-hmm. Just because they really, you know, as we kind of mentioned before, though, it wasn't that different of a team the first couple years. So I think he actually, I think Satterfield's a good coach. He proved himself well at App State, and I think he can get it going. The recruiting's okay. So if they have a decent season this year, it doesn't have to be like great. If they just could make a bowl game, I think there's no doubt that he'll be safe.
Yeah, because year one was awesome, right? It was that big turnaround from what Petrino left. But just one down year on the off the field stuff.
Yep.
Any other hot seats that are worth bringing up, or warm seats, or potential?
You know, maybe. I know it's early, but Mike Norvell. You have another.
Oh wow.
2-3. You know, if it bottoms out and has Florida another State bad year.
Can keep firing their coaches after so quickly.
They have to keep them at least 3 years, you would think. But you're right. Like, obviously, it's so early. But if he doesn't do well this year, if they go 4-8, then it'll be a hot seat going into the next year. But still early there.
Anybody else you're thinking?
I mean, I think Doran bought some goodwill last year. I think if last year NC State didn't have a good year, then this year he would squarely be on. But I think he salvaged it for another year.
Mm-hmm. Pat Narduzzi, it's not a hot seat, of course, but he also just hasn't built up a ton of goodwill, right? He's kind of just getting to that point where fans are like, ugh, right. I wish we were better. So he's 1-5-7 season away from, you know, the next year entering a hot seat.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree with that.
Okay, so let's answer the question. Does Virginia Tech head coach Justin Fuente have the hottest seat in the ACC?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned earlier, without those kind of external factors of program prestige or media coverage, I would not have him as the hottest seat because I think he is a good coach. But given that I can't ignore the overall context of the situation, he does have the hottest seat. He cannot at all afford a below average year. The Hokies program just doesn't deserve to be fighting for bowl eligibility, and they should be pulling in top 40 recruiting classes in their sleep.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's got the hottest seat. You know, I think it's obviously very, very close to me with Dino Babers. Both those guys are right on the edge. But with Virginia Tech, I think this, with the expectations being higher, and he's been there for 5 years, the ship should be sailing in the right direction at this point, and it's not. So no. I think Cutcliffe might be a hair safer. I mean, he's been at Duke for 13 years, had some success, and there's just not a whole lot of pressure there at Duke. So, you know, I mean, if they have another miserable year, okay, he's gone. But I think he's a hair safer.
Yeah, I think the answer is yes to Justin Fuente. The recruiting really cinches it as well. It's just you can't afford more recruiting classes like that. So if Virginia Tech, like you brought up, so how many wins do you think it'll take for him to keep his job? I'm not sure like what the exact number is, but I can tell you if he goes 6-6, I think he's gone.
Yeah. I think he's gone.
I have no doubt about it. 7-5, he might be gone. Just now that the buyout has come down,
a magical number.
8, you think maybe we'll keep him?
But it's one of those it's one of those things where it's like, what did the 4 losses look like? If they're losing by 25 and they lose a game where they're a 20-point favorite,
the recruiting class, if it's not looking good, then there's it's hard to say a number because they might just be set on getting rid of him and just need that buyout to go down. But
we'll see.
Well, thanks for watching. The College Football Bros. Let us know in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube, if you agree that Fuente has the hottest seat, and if you're a Virginia Tech fan, what's it going to take for you to want to keep Fuente heading into 2022? Subscribe as well on YouTube and in your podcast app, and we're going to be back tomorrow with our breakout players in the ACC.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.